Just a quick reminder before we get into today's podcast as well. I'm giving away an entry into a half Ironman race anywhere in the world. I'll pay for you to enter. All you need to do to find out more is text the word Ironman to 44222 and I will send you all the details. That's if you are in the United States, the word Ironman to 44222 I'll pop your text back with all the details. Or if you'd like to head over to our website, it's thekonaedge.com/win and giving something back. If you become a patron of the show, you get into the draw to win that entry. Entries close on the 30th of June 2017, and we're going to be giving away an entry every single month until the end of this year. So for every dollar you pledge, you get one entry into the draw. SMS, text the word Ironman to 44222 or head over to thekonaedge.com/win.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Thank you for joining us once again here on the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us, and we're going to be chatting some swimming today. And our guest who we spoke to last week, Wednesday, is a phenomenal swimmer, phenomenal. 50-minute Kona swim, I kid you not. And we're going to get some tips and tricks and some of the things that he's done over time that has really moved the needle on his swim. That's all coming up. I'm talking about James Burke, who we shared his story with last week. Got some great feedback as well. We'll get into that in a moment. Don't forget as well, if you'd like to win yourself an entry into an Ironman, we're giving away another entry. I'm going to pay for someone to race. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/win if you'd like to find out more about that. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're an athlete looking for a coach, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we've got access to some of the best triathlon and Ironman coaches around. If you'd like to find out more, hook up with one of our coaches, whether you need help with a swim, bike, run, or nutrition, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can get all the details there. Check out all the coaches that we've got access to. And don't forget, too, if you are a coach and you would like to get access to the podcast and get a bit of a plug on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get all the details there. So that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Time to chat some swimming. We head back to Wisconsin now. James Burke joins us. James, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
James, you're a blooming good swimmer. Your swim splits are ridiculous. It's nice. It must be pretty nice coming out of a swim in an Ironman, and you ride up there with the best in the world.
Yeah. I have a long history of swimming. I started swimming, I think, when I was about 6 years old or 5 years old. Locally, and then swam all the way up through a couple years in university, and I was always a distance swimmer, so I think that's helping me as well.
Makes such a difference. I mean, I ask people all the time, like, what's the one tip you can give people to sort of improve their Ironman swim? And I'd say at least half of them say start when you're six, which doesn't help when you're an adult, but it definitely does help if you started when you were six. But how did you get into swimming? I mean, was it just a family thing, and it progressed from there?
Yeah, we lived pretty close to a pool in the summer that had a little summer program, and so every summer my parents would kind of make it mandatory that we would at least be on the swim team throughout the summer to keep us out of trouble, and from there it led to swimming in the winter and swimming year round, and then swimming in high school. And so yeah, it was very much a fabric of growing up in our family.
I find when I chat to a lot of swimmers or triathletes who come from a very strong swimming background, who particularly swam at like top level high school, top level college, they almost get to a point where they felt a little bit burnt out because of the volumes they were doing in the water. Did you ever get to that point where you absolutely hated it? Yes, the groundwork had been laid and the technique was there, but did you get to a stage where you thought, you know what, this is for the birds, I don't want to do this anymore?
Yeah, I never got to the point where I hated it, but I had a very clear understanding of when I was going to be done, and so I walked on to the University of Wisconsin-Madison swim team, and I told myself when I started swimming that I was going to give it 2 years. And if I wasn't lighting the pool on fire, then I was going to be done. And so it was a very clean break for me. It wasn't, I love the swim team. I love the coaches. I stayed close to them throughout the rest of my collegiate career, but, I knew when I was ready to be done, and it was definitely, it was definitely the time. Now, conversely, I didn't get back in a pool for about 7 or 8 years. And so I definitely had the horrors of standing on the pool deck, looking at the water and saying it's going to be freezing and I really don't want to get in. So it took triathlon to get me back into a pool of swimming laps.
But having that background is a huge benefit, because it's almost like riding a bicycle. You never really forget the technique. There might be one or two little tweaks you need to make, but the basic technique is there, and it definitely makes life a lot easier.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's one of the things I'm definitely fortunate from a triathlon perspective, is that I have that swimming background, where when I did get into triathlon and I started swimming again, it was really just building endurance and building, you know, the muscle memory and getting that back. But it didn't take very long to kind of get back into the swing of things.
I ask triathletes this, or every time I do the swim podcast, is there one thing you've done or two things you've done that you can pinpoint over time that has really moved the needle on your swim performance? It's probably difficult having swum for as long as you have, but if you think about it, what would you say has given you the big gains in the water?
You know, I don't know if I could pinpoint any one thing, just because, like you said, the background that I have, but I would tell you that there are tools and things that I use today that I never had in the past. And for instance, very early in the season, when I haven't been swimming a lot, because usually over winter I stop swimming altogether. Little things like utilizing core shorts to improve your buoyancy, so that you're not worried about staying upright and you can really more focus on your technique. And so it's things like that that I think attribute. And certainly when people ask me what they could do, I tell them to utilize some of the tools that are out there. Because there's some really nice enhancements that help.
Okay, so let's list them off. I want all the secrets. What are those tools? All of them.
I can't give them all away, because then everyone would catch up.
I doubt it. At a 50-minute Ironman swim, there's still going to be lots of people behind you, James. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the Blue 70 core shorts. So, They like I said, early in the season, when, you know, maybe my upper body isn't as strong as it needs to be, I don't have to worry about thrashing to stay upright in the water. I can really more focus on technique and building some strength. I'm also a big proponent of paddles and doing a lot of pulling. I think one of the things that I try not to focus on is I try not to kick more than I need to. So, you know, there's going to be plenty of fatigue on your legs when you get to the bike and the run. And so trying to save your legs as much as you can during the swim. But you got to balance that with obviously the technique of trying to keep them upright and keeping your hips up in the water and all those other things that come with.
I'm so glad you didn't say start swimming when you're six. That was the tip. So.
That'd be the easy one.
It's definitely going to help a lot of people, I'm sure. As far as workouts in the water, what do you love doing?
So I'm pretty boring from a workout perspective. I swim 2 to 3 times a week for about an hour, and I try and hit, because I don't focus on technique as much, I try and focus on getting in yards as much as possible. And so I have a pretty standard warm-up, kick set, main set, and then I finish with about 1,000 yards of pull. So I wish I could tell you that I had something exciting, but I think the numbness of swimming in general, it allows me to free my mind by keeping my workouts pretty simple.
Awesome stuff. Well, James, thank you so much for your time once again on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to chatting about your bike next time out.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast today. Don't forget, if you'd like to leave us a review or a rating on iTunes, you stand in line to win that entry into the Ironman. We've got some cool ones in of late. One from the United States saying the best 5 stars. And I think it is Sasa Fress 616. I hope I pronounced that right. Saying, just got into triathlon and wandered upon this podcast. I thought all tri podcasts were this good and looked into some others. I couldn't stand them. They were slow paced, not as interesting. Love these podcasts. Very informative, easy to listen to. Keep them coming. Sasa Fress, thank you for leaving that review. I love that. That's brilliant. Much appreciated. And if you'd like to find out more about winning, make sure you head over to theconaedge.com/win. Leave us a review on iTunes and you are in the draw to win that prize.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to theconaedge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.